That's right, Nita. It took almost 70 years, but it finally happened. An Israeli Prime Minister has visited Australia, cementing and strengthening ties between the two countries. Now, it was a monumental five-day visit by Benjamin Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah. They addressed the community at Central Synagogue. They visited the students at Moriah College. Sarah Netanyahu and Lucy Turnbull went for a coffee at Jesse's Cafe in Rose Bay, and there was a business lunch attended by 400 Israeli and Australian business leaders, where Benjamin Netanyahu spoke alongside the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and the opposition leader Bill Shorten. I was at all of those events. The business lunch was attended by the who's who of the Australian community. There were six billionaires in the crowd, as well as senior political figures and business leaders in Australia. Now, the genuine connection between Prime Ministers Malcolm Turnbull and Benjamin Netanyahu was clear to anyone over the past week. As I said, they attended more than five events together, and Bibi Netanyahu actually attended a Shabbat at Malcolm Turnbull's house.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, you followed the Israeli Prime Minister around in Sydney. I think it's quite incredible for a young journalist to have this experience. What was the strongest impression?
Well, he spoke unbelievably well at Central Synagogue in front of more than 2,000 people. He declared that Jerusalem will never be divided, that Israel will never give back the Golan Heights, and the Australian Jewish community is unusually committed to the State of Israel, to the Jewish people. Now, he said this in the presence of Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Former Prime Ministers John Howard and Tony Abbott were also in the crowd, as well as the New South Wales Premier and a host of federal politicians. Netanyahu said that Australian Jews are part of Israel, and we have his full speech at Central Synagogue and at Moriah College in this week's edition of the Jewish News. And as you said, Nita, it was an unbelievable experience and something that I'll never forget.
Tell us about the visit at Moriah College.
Nita, the students at Moriah College usually have visitors coming to speak to them, but the students will never forget this visit when Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the students. Netanyahu told hundreds of screaming fans that they should study Hebrew, learn about their Jewish heritage, be proud Jews, proud Australians, and go to Israel. He then went with his wife Sarah, accompanied by Malcolm Turnbull and his wife Lucy, to a Year K Hebrew class before delivering a speech to Year 11 and 12 students.
Evan, there was another Prime Minister, but I should say former Prime Minister, their former Canadian Prime Minister, was in Sydney last week as well.
That's right. We've had some very, very high-profile visitors to Australia. One of the Jewish state's most loyal friends abroad, former Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper, received a standing ovation at the UIA gala event on Monday night. He delivered a power-packed speech in support of Israel with such conviction that it was regularly interrupted by applause. Now, under his leadership from 2006 to 2015, Stephen Harper said Canada's recognition of Israel's right to exist was unconditional, our support of Israel right to self-defense was unequivocal, and our refusal to single out Israel for criticism was unwavering. Stephen Harper added that while many world leaders agreed with his stance during private meetings, in many cases, once the cameras would roll, that was a different matter. You can read what Stephen Harper had to say at the UIA event in this week's edition.
We are talking to Evan Zlatki, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, bomb threat at the Sydney Jewish Museum. What's happening?
That's right, there was a bomb threat at the Jewish Museum and at the New South Wales Jewish War Memorial, which were evacuated on Tuesday after staff received a threatening phone call. Now, the museum and the War Memorial, which is located next door and houses many Jewish organizations, were quickly evacuated with the help of police. Bomb detection dogs and teams of police searched the museum and surrounding areas. However, nothing suspicious was located, and occupants were allowed to re-enter the buildings. Vic Aladev, the CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies, said the police secured the area and the all clear was subsequently given, and we were assured that there is no risk to the facility or to the community, and he thanked police for their swift response. Now, JBOD's monthly plenum, which was due to be held at the museum on Tuesday night, was cancelled, and a New South Wales Police spokesperson told the Jewish News that investigations into the incident are ongoing.
Evan, I hope that the bomb threat at the Sydney Jewish Museum doesn't follow the example of what's happening in the US at the moment. I don't know if our listeners are aware of it, that no fewer than 28 Jewish community centers and schools across the US, as well as I'm talking about the San Francisco and other places in the US, actually had a bomb threat as well in the last few weeks.
In addition to this, two U.S. Jewish cemeteries have been desecrated in the past week. The recent incidents of anti-Semitism were actually addressed in President Donald Trump's opening remarks in his first ever address to Congress earlier this week. He said that recent threats targeting Jewish community centers and vandalism of Jewish cemeteries remind us that while we may be a nation divided on policies, we are a country that stands united in condemning hate and evil in all its forms.
Evan, on a different matter, we are going back to the 18C. Can you please remind our listeners, what is 18C?
Well, Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act makes it illegal to offend, insult, or humiliate someone because of their race. And Jewish community leaders have this week welcomed the findings by Parliament's Joint Committee on Human Rights report on the Racial Discrimination Act, which failed to reach a consensus on amending freedom of speech laws. And the Executive Director of the Australia, Israel and Jewish Affairs Council, Colin Rubinstein, said he was pleased that the inquiry found no consensus for change to the wording of either 18C or 18D, which we view as unnecessary and potentially damaging.
Evan Zlatkis, Senior Journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.